Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.99 1/4, up 30 on the open. July, 4.95, up 28. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.72, up 27 on the open. July, 4.85, up 26.5. September, 4.96, up 26.5. December, 5.07, up 24.25. March 2008, 5.13, up 20 on the open. May corn opened at 3.79 1/2, up 13.5 on the open. July, 3.88 1/2, up 10.5. September, 3.94, up 12.75. December, $4, up 13.25. March, 4.11, up 13.5 on the open. May beans opened at 7.70 1/2, up 10 on the open. July, 7.86, up 8.75. August, 7.88, up 5. September, $8, up 10. November, 8.13, up 8.25. January, 8.21, up 7.5. March, 8.26, up 6.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 2.15.50. Up 25 on the open. May soybean oil open at 32.70, up 28 on the open. At the Merck April feeders, open at 110.30, down 82.5 on the open. May 110.50, down 135. August 111.10, down 145. September 109.50, down 117.5 on the open. April live cattle open at 130, down 15 on the open. June 96.32 1/2, unchanged. August 94.20, down 12.5. October 98, down 20 on the open. April lean hogs open at 65.35, up 17.5 on the open. May 75.25, up 2.5. June 75.95, up 35. July 77.20, up 17.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 99.70, down 35 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities in Normal, Illinois, Grainfield Marketing. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, another Monday, another wild day of swinging prices at the Chicago Board of Trade. It's becoming quite the norm to see double-digit swings.
Yeah, you know, this is what we talked about all winter long there, that we're going to see extreme volatility, and it's kicking in here. We're about 40 cents off a low on the corn market now after we bottomed out there. Beans continue to consolidate sideways. They've been in this sideways trading range for about a month now when you look at the bigger picture on the beans. Then, of course, wheat is the topic of discussion here this morning with the hard freeze we saw over the weekend throughout the entire U.S.
Well, we saw July wheat actually at the Board of Trade top out now at 4.88 1/2. I was looking at a number of 4.83 1/4 to possibly get us all the way up to maybe to 4.95 area or thereabouts maybe later this week. Are we in line for that kind of move?
I would think we'd probably try to push back up towards the $5 level here until they get assessment on what type of damage materialized over the weekend. Probably the strongest of the wheat would be the soft red winter wheat. It was a little bit more vulnerable than the hard red winter wheat. There are estimates we may have lost 100 million bushels of the hard red winter wheat. But you got to remember, we've got the production clear up to 980 million bushels. On the soft red winter wheat, we got less but have less acres involved. losses there could total 50, 60 million bushels on a projection of about 400 million bushel crop. So the damage could be a little bit more in soft wheat. But if it's your farm, it's devastating. And probably more towards the south where the wheat crop was a little bit more developed. I know here in the upper Midwest, it looks kind of ragged and not so good right at the moment here, but it's going to take several days to assess the full extent of the blow.
We have ending stocks out tomorrow, and USDA will give us an idea of what they believe the April estimate is, but I would suspect that number would have to be tremendously suspect given what we saw over the weekend. The average guess was at 448 million bushels, down 24 million, but I would think it would be down quite a bit more in reality.
Well, no, we'll probably be close to the trade estimate for now. You know, as far as this weekend damage, we won't know that for another, you know, month or two yet here before they assess that. Probably step one from the reporting systems will be next week's weekly crop conditions report. That would be probably more of a market maker for the wheat to give the trade some direction. As far as the weekend freeze here, USDA is not going to take that into account till next month.
That's what I'm trying to say, that when you look at temperatures in eastern Kansas where more than half the crop was jointed and 22 degrees in Wichita, the numbers that we're seeing tomorrow out of USDA probably have no bearing on reality.
Correct. We'll see how the next few days bring, but just the idea of so many days below freezing is a whole new concept in the past here, in recent history, that is. You know, we've seen a day or two down versus 3 or 4 days in frigid temperatures.
Turn your attention to the technical side and look at the corn chart and tell me whether or not, first off, do you think there is an a bullish island bottom on the chart now? And if so, what does it mean?
Well, it depends which chart you look at. Looking at the day trade only, yes, we're back to an island top formation. When we gapped lower there a week ago, a week and a half ago, we left an island top. We sort of left an island bottom here, so we've got some see-through gaps. It's going to be watched by the technicians. As we sort of back and try to fill the gap, the market should try to find support. The December corn chart is probably going to start finding resistance back around this 410 area. And from there, it's going to probably take more fundamental enthusiasm to push it much higher than that. If we remain cold and wet, continue to delay plantings, then we've got the ammunition to go higher. But over the short term in here, I would just expect if you're a day trader or want to trade the market, you can buy December corn in this 395, 390 area and be a seller up around 410, 415.
Which is, I guess, the bottom line question that I have for you. How much of this that we're seeing today is short covering as opposed to new folks entering into the marketplace?
We'll have confirmation of that tomorrow when we look at the volume and open interest. Right now, looking at the orders that went in today, it's a combination of about half and half on corn. Wheat was mainly short covering. Panicking from producers that had wheat, wanted to cover hedges mainly there. But as a whole, you probably got to look at the volume and open interest tomorrow morning. The funds, the traditional funds, were actually net short wheat by 20,000 contracts. So when you look at the technical areas, they are probably liquidating their shorts and adding to it along as they break above trend lines and above moving averages.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, and what are you thinking about how it's performing today?
Well, it's sort of caught in the middle here of the back seat. You know, the wheat, if you tear up your wheat and if you got nitrogen on it, you're going to put corn on it. But if you can't get the corn in, you're going to have more bean acres when it's all said and done. So there's going to be a continued acreage juggling here for the next 2 to 3 weeks yet. With knowing what we know now, the weather stays the way it is, we're definitely probably going to add the bean acres. So beans are probably going to be subject to selling as we get the November futures up towards this 820, 825 area.
So then what do you recommend producers do today? Is this a good place to do catch-up sales, or do you want to be patient a little bit longer here?
No, as a producer, I think you got to continue to sell this thing. You know, unless we stay cold and wet into middle of May, you got to view these ups and here as opportunities to get caught up on sales. You know, for those guys, it's pretty well sold up. You got to use the brakes like we saw last week to replace ownership on paper. Right now we're at the extreme bullish side, so I think you use this rally here to buy puts. If you don't want to add to sales, buy some puts, put that floor on you, because it's what we saw here over the last month. Market can go down.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 488.5, up 19.25. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 467, up 22. May corn is at 375.5, up 9.5. May beans, 761.75, now up 1.25. Looking at Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today, he says the National Weather Service has issued a freeze watch for most of northern and central Indiana through tomorrow morning, and for southern Illinois and southern Indiana for late tonight through tomorrow morning. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.